Fellow Federationists, I have a confession to make. I have a tremendous fear of fire. It originated when I was a very small child, and it has never left me. My recurring nightmare involves me being trapped in a building that is on fire. As the flames come closer and closer to me, I can feel the flames inching toward me, the heat intensifying with each passing second. I can smell the flames as they consume the things around me, leaving behind an acrid smell that stays with me well after I awaken. I can feel my labored efforts to breathe as fire and I compete for life-sustaining air. Fire burns. It consumes all the oxygen. It melts. It displaces. But I am simultaneously fascinated by fire. I love watching the flames dance and listening to them crackle. I love the scent fire leaves behind, both clean and weighty. I love the heat fire brings on a crisp autumn night. I love how fire crisps up a marshmallow and melts chocolate. I love that fire lights my path. I love that fire symbolizes celebration in the form of a birthday candle or relaxation in the form of scented candles. I also love that fire has the power to change things into better things. Fire, for example, transforms raw meat and gives us from it delicious steaks and hamburgers. Fire transforms custards, ice cream, and boring cheese, and from them gives us creme brulee, baked Alaska, and saganaki. Fire shapes weapons, and everyone who has ever visited Westeros knows that fire-forged Valyrian steel is unparalleled, especially when fighting zombies in The Walking Dead. Fire heals. We use it to cauterize wounds, to stop and prevent infection. Fire cleanses. We use it to clear land and reinvigorate plant life and forests, as well as to incinerate waste. Fire communicates. We use it for signaling help and to indicate location. Fire transports. We use fire and combustion engines to move us about our world. Fire honors. We use fire to worship, and sometimes we use fire for cremation. Fire is beautiful. Fire is heat. Fire is light. Fire cleanses. Fire reshapes. Fire reforms. So, I've come to understand that it isn't fire itself that frightens me, but rather what fire has the power to do to the world. Fire, uncontrolled, destroys. Fire, harnessed, though, beautifies, sustains, nourishes, and protects. So the trick becomes to harness the fire, to leverage it to achieve what we want and need. The trick is to ignite the fire ourselves, to fan the fire ourselves, to embrace the fire ourselves. The trick is to bring the fire. The trick is to be the fire. We, in the National Federation of the Blind of Maryland, are the fire. Emmett Fox said, "A small spark can start a great fire." We, in the National Federation of the Blind of Maryland, know what it means to ignite the flame. In fact, we are experts in igniting and reigniting the flame, even when external forces try to put it out. More, we are experts in connecting, imagining, and igniting the flames that move mountains. The last few years have been remarkable in their uniqueness. As we complete our 56th year as an organization, we can reflect with pride on all we've accomplished and look to the future with hope and determination at all we plan to accomplish. The theme of this year's convention is reconnect, reimagine, reignite. The prefix re is used to signal back, again, or once more. Thus, before we can appreciate our work in reconnecting, reimagining, and reigniting, we must pause to acknowledge and honor our rich history of connection, imagination, and ignition. We have in our affiliate many incredible individuals who have done remarkable work to advance the civil rights of the blind, but three towering figures, each of whom is a visionary and architect in their own right and in the blindness movement and civil rights arena, both inside and outside of Maryland, are without a doubt Mark Maurer, Sharon Maneki, and Mark Riccobono. We truly stand on the shoulders of giants. They embody this notion of connection, imagination, and ignition. They are fire. How many of us have received a birthday call or card from Sharon Maneki that included a sentiment of love and support exactly when we were feeling particularly low? How many of us were privileged to have her serve as our advocate in an IEP meeting or a social services or social security benefits meeting, in a reasonable accommodation discussion with an employer, with a social service entity? And because, of course, she was our champion, we walked out of the meeting with exactly what we needed. How many of us had the pleasure of watching her take the Maryland General Assembly to task and to bring them in line with our thinking on a particular piece of legislation? Many of those legislative solutions haven't been out of the box and even radical ideas, and many of those solutions becoming the model for the rest of the country. Sharon knows that connection is at the heart of who we are and what we do, and her imagination in terms of solution finding is limitless. Her passion for the work of our movement is endless, and she sparks that passion in all with whom she works. Among her particular superpowers is her ability to walk into a hostile room, secure exactly what she wants, and have the other person have no idea what hit them, but being cheerful about the outcome anyway. When it comes to harnessing fire, I think there are a few people more skilled than Sharon at doing so. When it comes to people who are experts in bringing the fire, there are fewer people more effective than Sharon. When it comes to thinking about who people are themselves, the fire, who better knows how to reshape the world, to reform it, to mold it into what we need it to be than Sharon? Sharon is the fire. How many of us have witnessed Dr. Maurer make a legal argument about the civil rights of the blind that blew the other side out of the water? How many of us got the pleasure of witnessing him preside over in international meetings of organizations or engage with other civil rights entities, with ours being the model for how to do blindness fearlessly, and then bring the rest of the group on board? How many of us got to witness his imagination at work, including sending a Braille coin to outer space, or a blind person driving a car at a racetrack of all places, or the establishment of our NFB training centers, or making it a badge of honor to get arrested for the right to travel on a plane with our canes, and numerous other initiatives that made it a world where the next generation is better equipped to compete on terms of equality? When it comes to harnessing fire, I think there are few people more skilled than Dr. Maurer at doing so. When it comes to people who are experts in bringing the fire, there are few people more effective than Dr. Maurer. When it comes to thinking about people who are themselves the fire, who better knows how to reshape the world, to reform it, to mold it into what we need it to be than Dr. Maurer? Dr. Maurer, too, is the fire. How many of us got to witness President Riccobono engage with industry to make accessibility commonplace in commercially off-the-shelf products like the game Uno? How many participated in an education program that demolished stereotypes that had previously prevented blind kids from learning and getting jobs in science, technology, engineering, art, and math? How many of us had the opportunity to watch him prove to the world that blind people can literally do anything, including driving a car, not only once but twice, the first time as the blind driver himself, and the second time as the visionary behind the Dan Parker Guinness record event? How many of us were able to find our space inside and outside of the NFB as a result of his efforts to embrace, highlight, and celebrate our intersectionalities? When it comes to harnessing fire, I also think there are few people more skilled than President Riccobono at doing so. When it comes to people who are experts in bringing the fire, there are few people more effective than President Riccobono. When it comes to thinking about people who are themselves the fire, who better knows how to reshape the world, to reform it, to mold it into what we need it to be than President Riccobono? President Riccobono, too, is the fire. Because of these three towering figures, our baseline as an organization, particularly as an affiliate, has been solid and well beyond that of other civil rights organizations. They each value connection among the membership and with our partners and stakeholders. They each imagined and stood up programs that moved us even further toward our goal of full and equitable participation in society. They each inspired others through their work and passion to follow in their footsteps. They modeled for us, in their footsteps that modeled for us, that harnessed properly. Fire is effective, beautiful, powerful. They showed us through their leadership how to be the fire. And so, when we add the prefix re to the solid foundation they and their contemporaries have given us, we really mean to honor what they have given us and to build from there. In the last few years, the Maryland affiliate has welcomed more than 100 new members to the Federation. I want those of you who are among that group to get to know President Riccobono, Dr. Maurer, and Sharon Maneki in the ways that I know them. I promise you, it is among the best things you can do as a blind person for yourself. Come close to the fire. Embrace the fire. Let them teach you to be the fire. This morning, we held a meeting to reorganize the Baltimore County chapter. This past year, we lost the chapter's longtime president and leader, Ruth Sager, another towering figure with an incredible legacy. I have no doubt that Ruth would be proud of the new chapter. She believed in the strength of collective action and the innate abilities of blind people. She also believed that people had to choose to discard fear and hopelessness that society would have us believe is our fate. Those individuals who became members this weekend and those who chose to join the chapter are choosing hope, optimism, and connection. You have embraced the fire. You have brought the fire and will continue to bring the fire. I can't wait to see what you will do with it. You are the fire. The pandemic has invariably changed how we think about communication and connection, and yet we have reimagined how to engage with each other, our stakeholders, and partners meaningfully. We are resilient and flexible enough as an organization to be able to sustain many of our ways for connection while simultaneously deploying innovative methods that adapt to current times and challenges. This, too, requires tremendous imagination. The COVID-19 pandemic continued to decimate our routine programming and fundraising efforts. Though we began reinstating programming to a certain degree, we continue to be challenged by the changing landscape in a world where the grip of the novel coronavirus on us has only recently begun to loosen. We had to continuously reimagine how we operate as an organization to ensure that we don't leave behind those who are new to blindness and those without access to technology, while simultaneously continuing to deploy technology resources as our primary means of communication. We found that there are true advantages to virtual engagement while working creatively to ensure that no member is left behind. We also started implementing sustainable strategies for a post-pandemic world, and we reimagined how to integrate in-person activities with virtual experiences. As we close 2022, several of our chapters have come back in person. Others have adopted a hybrid model permanently, and others have determined that a primarily virtual presence makes the most sense for them. Though the world has changed in numerous ways in the last 2 years, one area that remains problematic for the blind is that the misconceptions that others have about our ability to safely and independently parent. We have solid legislation in Maryland that prohibits courts from making decisions about custody based on blindness. And yet, in this past year, we've advocated for two different blind parents in child custody cases on this issue in Maryland. Guy Kelly, a member of our Central Maryland chapter, shared that he took his dream team of advocates, including Sharon Maneki, Sharia Young-Smith, and LaTanya Phipps, to his custody hearing, wherein his child's mother was seeking to limit his access to his child due to his blindness. Guy shared that because of his dream team of advocates, he won the case and his blindness was not a factor in the decision about custody. Here, connecting Guy with other successful blind parents and then presenting them as positive examples of how blind people can independently and safely parent resulted in protecting Guy's right to parent. Guy embraced the fire and leveraged it. This is the fire that is born of the connections and imagination of the National Federation of the Blind of Maryland. We know in the National Federation of the Blind that it is critical to teach blind children Braille and other skills as early as possible in order for them to compete on terms of equality with their sighted peers. However, we face a critical teacher shortage in Maryland. This teacher shortage has particularly impacted teachers of blind students, the consequences of which are terrifying. One Maryland school district was recently unable to hire a teacher of blind students for 4 years. Other districts are operating with significantly fewer teachers of the blind than they need to effectively serve our blind students. The NFB and the NFB of Maryland decided to reimagine solutions to the problem none could solve previously. We approached the Maryland State Department of Education with a novel idea. We wanted to create a loan forgiveness program for teachers who got their teacher of blind student certification and who agreed to teach blind students in Maryland for a substantial period of time. As a result of this effort, in March of 2022, the NFB, NFB of Maryland, Maryland State Department of Education, and our partner, Louisiana Tech University, welcomed our first cadre of 15 students into the NFB Narrowing the Gap program. Several of those students from this program are here with us today, and you've heard from several of them this morning. We hope to replicate this program in other states, but once again, Maryland has led the way. This coming summer, we will gain on the rolls of certified teachers of blind students in Maryland more than a dozen new teachers who are not only skilled in teaching blind students, but who have been exposed to and integrated our philosophy on blindness. Through our efforts to solve seemingly unsolvable problems, like the critical teacher shortage, we've harnessed the fire. We brought the fire. The National Federation of the Blind is the fire. This year, we continued our innovative programming to ensure that every blind Marylander who needs a COVID-19 vaccine could get one. We worked with the Maryland Department of Health to connect individuals who could not get to a physical clinic with a mobile clinic that came to them. In January, we hosted, along with the NFB, a vaccine booster clinic, and as I speak, we are hosting a COVID-19 bivariant booster and flu vaccine clinic right next door to this room. We have reimagined how we help our members access healthcare and preventive medicine in a changing world that shuts blind people out of such programs. Here, too, we harness the fire. We brought the fire. We are the National Federation of the Blind of Maryland, and we are the fire. The pandemic also forced us to continue to reimagine how we conduct advocacy. For decades, we have held an annual day in Annapolis on the second Thursday of the Maryland legislative session, and yet in 2022, we had to rethink once again and reimagine how we would engage our elected officials. How do we ensure that we communicate our message, that we include all of our membership in those efforts, even though some of those members are on opposite sides of the digital divide? We do so through reconnecting with one another and reimagining how to do the work. We changed the day in Annapolis to the virtual week in Annapolis. We have our technology-savvy members host dozens and dozens of Zoom meetings. We create teams of members who use traditional three-way calling trees to connect members without access to Zoom or the comfort level to use it. We create digital media videos like the one you saw this morning to demonstrate in a tangible way the issue we are trying to get the General Assembly to solve. In essence, we shape the fire. We harness the fire. We are the fire. As a result of our legislative advocacy efforts led by the incomparable Sharon Manecki, this past spring, the Maryland General Assembly adopted and the governor signed Senate Bill 0617, the Accountability Act for Accessible K-12 Education for Students with Disabilities. This law strengthens accessibility for students with disabilities such that school districts must procure accessible learning platforms and use accessible materials. The law also shifts the burden of accessibility so that vendors must cure inaccessibility within 1 year of notification and pay a penalty if they fail to do so. The law also establishes accessibility standards that school districts must use for all digital tools. This law will significantly bridge the gap students with disabilities and their non-disabled counterparts experience in accessing learning materials and platforms. Over the virtual week in Annapolis, we met with all 188 legislators. We showed them through a collective action that we harness the fire. We bring the fire. We, in the National Federation of the Blind of Maryland, are the fire. We had to reimagine how we funded our movement as the pandemic changed how we could raise funds. This year, we brought back our crab feast and reimagined basket and bag bingo so it too came back bigger and better than ever. And yet, some of our fundraising staples at the affiliate level and in our local chapters were impracticable. For example, we haven't been able to hold the scholarship dinner and auction or spring concert. We haven't been able to sell raffle tickets or nuts or candy bars or other tangibles that rely on face-to-face interaction. And so we reimagined different ways of fundraising. For example, we moved the spring raffle process to a digital one that primarily moved away from physical tickets. We instituted a theater donation drive in partnership with the Hippodrome Theater and Maryland Arts Access, which incentivized given financial donations by entering donors into drawings for four different musicals, including Hamilton. Our chapters have started pop-up stores to sell popcorn and snacks. They've held virtual movie nights. You have until 5 p.m. tonight the opportunity for folks anywhere in the world to contribute to our fall donation drive, and tonight we will draw the name of one lucky donor who, in appreciation for their donation, will receive a free cabin on our NFB of Maryland 2023 cruise to the Caribbean. We cannot run programs without funds. In this ever-changing period in history, we cannot obtain funds if we are not creative about how we solicit them. We are leveraging our connection with one another to think up innovative and imaginative ways to raise the funds we need to do our work. Even in funding our movement, we are harnessing the fire. We bring the fire. We are the fire. Adjustment to blindness training is one of the most effective ways for an individual to cultivate their own independence and lay a solid foundation for a future where blindness is reduced to a mere nuisance. This is one way for individuals to themselves embrace the fire and use that fire to reshape their futures. In the last year, Martha Hazen, Eddie Poindexter, Juhi Narula, Caitlin Seipel, and Ida Amun all attended NFB training centers at the Louisiana Center for the Blind and Colorado Center for the Blind. Juhi, Caitlin, and Ida all graduated from those programs. Noah White will enroll at the Colorado Center for the Blind in the next few months. Congratulations to all of them for choosing to harness the fire, bring the fire, to be the fire. In Maryland, we also have adjustment to blindness training programs for adults, seniors, and young people through Blind Industries and Services of Maryland, also known as BISM. BISM, although not an NFB-affiliated adjustment to blindness program, models itself after the NFB centers in many ways, including the use of learning shades, use of the long white cane, and modeling a positive philosophy on blindness. I'm delighted to share that we have encouraged and they are working on the initial steps of seeking certification by the National Blindness Professional Certification Board. We know BISM does wonderful work with our blind Marylanders, but getting certification will ensure continuity to continue doing this work and accountability in years and decades to come. BISM is our training center in Maryland, and many here have harnessed the fire by attending the core, SAIL, or youth programs. Our NFB members teach, coordinate, work in, and now even run those programs. Dr. Michael Goss, BISM's president, presided over this very affiliate when I joined in 2008. And he continues to be an active member and among our staunchest supporters. Two of our chapter presidents and one of our division presidents are currently on BISM staff. Numerous chapter and division board members are BISM rehab employees and associates, and one of our division presidents serves on the BISM board of directors. Our convention door prize team is also the youth services team at BISM. This morning, we reorganized a local chapter that will hold its meetings at BISM in Baltimore County. We are interconnected. We will never apologize for celebrating and elevating our NFB-affiliated training centers. But please, let's for once and for all put to bed this notion that NFB of Maryland and BISM are somehow in competition or that there's an us or a them. We are us in all the important ways. Will we continue to push BISM to reach higher, do more, be better? Of course we will. That's what we do for all of our partners, including the NFB training centers. We know, though, that our NFB training centers are accountable to our membership, and we know that they have the guardrails in place for our philosophy to remain intact for decades to come. We know this because of how our training centers are formally affiliated with the NFB, have agreements with the NFB to support the policies and programs of the Federation, and have shared vision for our future. BISM is putting in some of those structures in place through certification, and BISM has signaled in who it has chosen to lead it, who it has hired, its shared commitment with us to bring the fire, to be the fire. I'm proud of our partnership with BISM, and I'm grateful that BISM creates the space for us to hold them accountable to Maryland's blind. Because of this partnership, we will both separately and together elevate what we do for and with blind people. We will both separately and together harness the fire, bring the fire, be the fire. This year saw the return of the NFB Bell Academy in-person edition. We were honored to hold a two-week program in Baltimore with 15 children between age 4 and 12 participating. Many of those children are here this weekend, and you'll hear from their coordinator and some of them tomorrow. The NFB Bell Academy is the most important program we operate because it cultivates the skills and positive attitudes about blindness that our skills need at such an early age. In a post-pandemic world, we reimagined how to cultivate the learning that our kids needed, and we continued to think up imaginative ways to bring Braille to the fingertips of every blind child, put a long white cane in the hand of every blind child, instill a positive attitude about blindness in the heart and mind of every blind child. The NFB of Maryland Board has already decided that we will hold in-person NFB Bell Academy in Baltimore next year, and we are working to host additional locations throughout the state. Our hope is that some of our Narrowing the Gap teachers will run those programs. In this way, we are harnessing the fire for our kids. We bring the fire. We are the fire. This year, we determined that we should revamp and modernize our scholarship program. We decided to make a greater financial investment in our students and raise the annual scholarship amount to $4,000 each. We also decided to offer more individual scholarships, up to 4 each year. Our scholarship program in Maryland has helped many students access learning that would have otherwise been unavailable to them. Perhaps more importantly, through our scholarship program, we've connected blind students with mentors and role models who show them blindness does not have to be a barrier to their success. As Warren Buffett once said, "Someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago." So much of our efforts revolve around students, whether they be little ones just entering the education system, teens busting stereotypes about blindness being a barrier to learning STEM, college students receiving scholarships to further their education, narrowing the gap between the number of teachers of blind students that are available and working and the number needed in Maryland to ensure quality education for our kids, or getting individuals of all kids of all ages to attend adjustment to blindness training. Education, training, positive role modeling, these are the true equalizers. We will fight like hell to make sure that every blind child and adult has access to education and training programs that will lift them up. We will leverage our partnerships and end our connections with anyone wanting to work with us in this area. We will reimagine how to ensure that blind kids and adults gain the skills of independence. We'll do so through advocacy, legislation, training, outreach, and whatever methods we need to do so in order to succeed. Here too, we harness the fire. We bring the fire. We are the fire. President Rick Obono, in his 2022 National Convention banquet speech, said, "The intangible bond we share in our movement is what lifts us up from the depths of loneliness to the joy of participation. Our bond of faith lifts us from the isolation of despair to the comprehension that we can build a brighter tomorrow. Our belief in one another lifts us to know that we can make our lives what we want them to be. Our shared commitment is the spirit of our movement that lifts all of us up. We are a one-of-a-kind movement, a movement where everyday blind people and our friends and family are blessed to make extraordinary contributions to our human experience. A movement fueled by the heart, strength, determination, and thoughtfulness shared between members. A movement built on our lived experience rather than the misconceptions about us. While our philosophy, our strategies, and our diversity give us strength, it is the intangible bond of faith that makes us unstoppable. Those who choose not to work together with us will use other terms to describe the shape of our movement. But we, who make up the blind people's movement, with all our diverse characteristics, share the truth common in our individual stories. We celebrate the power of our march together, and we recommit ourselves to working together for an even better future. My colleagues, friends, and siblings in the movement, we stand here together with gratitude at the edge of the future. We will build together on a solid foundation because of those who came before us and harnessed the fire, brought the fire, are the fire. We have opportunities before us that were inconceivable a generation ago. We live with hope in our hearts, faith in our bones, and determination in our blood that every blind person will have the opportunity to live the lives they want. We will bring the fire so that what we build for those that come after us will persist long after we are gone. We will instill the gift in them, the fire that is the National Federation of the Blind. As I close, I urge each of you to look inside yourself and find the fire. Harness the fire. Bring the fire. Be the fire. Thank you.